I believe it symbolises the rising awareness among the public and growing discontent with the state of industrial relations in this country. One positive result from the recent nurses' strikes was a huge nationwide display of support for public workers and the struggle for better paying conditions. We must now give the nurses the space to see whether they agree with the recommendations of the Labour Court and allow that to happen. But I hope to see some of that public display transfer onto a much deserving group of workers who every day shoulder our National Health Service by providing the necessary frontline medical supports. And I believe it will be a lot easier dealt with than the nurses' strike as well. I'm talking about the ambulance crew members under the National Ambulance Service Representative Association, NASRA, who have planned strike action for the ambulance personnel branch of the P&A due to take place this Friday. Currently, as it stands, emergency medical technicians who are members of NASRA are not recognised by the HSE, while SIPTU, UNITE and FORSA are officially recognised by the state agency. There is already a large cohort of workers signing up to the union, with over 500 staff represented as part of the Psychiatric Nurses Association. Dozens of work-related disputes have been addressed by NASRA. However, despite this, the HSE have repeatedly refused to negotiate on pay-related issues and refused to engage on the issue of payroll deductions of union subscriptions from NASRA members. There is a clear conflict of interest here where the only union recognised by the government is the same union representing their employers. This does not represent a healthy and diverse environment for industrial relations and compromises the pay and conditions of many workers in this situation. It further undermines industrial relations in this country as the state refuses to get involved. I want to bring to your attention, Minister, the results of the most recent National Ambulance Survey staff survey carried out from 2016, which I believe reveals a lot about the government's refusal to recognise the union of choice by ambulance crew. It was found that many would not recommend their employer, felt undervalued and that their performance was not recognised, lacked feedback from line managers, rated quality of communication as poor, and many were dissatisfied with pay levels, and most striking, there was evidence of discrimination, bullying and harassment. Overall, the Net Ambulance Services response showed that 53% of respondents were dissatisfied with their employer. I think this paints a clear picture of discontent within the workforce, which has been allowed to fester beneath the surface thanks to many years of the state turning a blind eye. This has created an unfair power dynamic within the workforce, whereby the HSE has been allowed to ignore invitations to the WRC to work on a resolution. The HSE has also repeatedly refused to enter talks with the Psychiatric Nurses Association, using established dispute mechanisms to avoid further escalating action. But ambulance personnel represented by the P&A want you to know that this dispute will not go away. NASRA has grown and continues to grow in public support within this House and outside it. The power dynamic needs to shift. It should be the other way around. Workers should have a say as to who represents them, not the employer and certainly not the state. There is an easy solution to this strike. The invite from the WRC is there, and all you have to do is tell the HSE to respond in a positive manner, as they have done with the nurses, and go and meet at the HSE and discuss this and find a resolution with DNA.
Collins.